bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and we are here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air, and I want to thank Dale and Jane Meyer for having us here at Holy Spirit Radio once again, and for Frank Elias and for producing our show. I want to get started, my friends, with basically some great information that's so important about the American Medical Association. And recently we heard that the American Medical Association, or the AMA, is working to take the birth certificate of every child who is born in the United States and eliminating the gender of the child after the birth of that child. If you can imagine a birth certificate being created without the gender or sex of the child and leaving that undocumented, why would the AMA be interested in doing that, my friends? We have talked about this in a different way. We know that the National Education Association is supporting basically the LGBTQ community, in that in elementary schools, children are going forward and possibly having the right to pick their own genders, and they are fighting for that and supporting that in public schools. This is a heavy topic for discussion, and we bring it out there right up front, my friends, because on this program, we have discussed all kinds of important topics that are opposed to what God says to do. And this is important. And I just put it out there because we need your help in fighting for many causes, including the birth certificate, to maintain the sexual data related to that child, whether it's born as a male or female. And this is important, and I truly believe that this is connected to this opportunity that children will have in public schools to pick their own gender, and this cannot be the case, my friends. We must fight against that. We must stand up for the traditional marriage and family life. We must stand up for life itself and for the unborn child. These are things that God calls us to do, and they're so important. And if your children are going to basically be born and have a birth certificate with no gender on it, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel inside, knowing that you have a son or a daughter, and now your birth certificate doesn't identify that? It leaves it open, so that maybe one day that child will be able to pick its own gender in elementary school. Can you imagine that? This is the culture we're living in today. We need your help to fight against it, and there's no time like the present to do that. We also want to highlight the fact that this is Finding God in Prison, my friends, and we're going to be teaching today some great information for people who are ex-offenders, people who are incarcerated, people who are in recovery homes and troubled or struggling with substance abuse or alcoholism. And we're going to take you back to the WINGS program, my friends, which is at the core of Finding God in Prison. It's something that began in 1993 in Olney Elementary School And after going to more than 100 schools, we moved forward into our first prison facility. But I tell you that the WINGS program has helped thousands of men to get their lives together. And we have worked with women as well. So the WINGS program is not only for men. It's for men and women. And it's for teenagers, young adults, adults, senior citizens, anybody who's in transition or who is in need of spiritual growth and development. Because the WINGS program is a faith-based program that uses aviation analogies to help men to move forward in their lives, to help men to gain their captainship, their manhood, and to really embrace family life as God calls us to do it, as husbands and fathers, and not to be irresponsible, but to be responsible once again. And the WINGS program, my friends, is truly designed to help men to make practical changes in how they think. And if you're out there today, my friends, and you're listening to this program, if you have changes you need to make, I want you to get a pen and paper and start writing them down. What is the number one change that you need to make? Start writing this down and start taking action and making that change. This is very important. And if you don't make the change right now, if you don't take action, it's very likely that you'll be in the same place next year on this same day. And you'll be stagnating. You won't be growing. The WINGS program and the acronym WING stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. You must be growing spiritually, mentally, physically, educationally, financially, residentially. We want to be growing in all areas of our lives. It's very important that we continue to grow, or we'll be stagnating or regressing, going backwards, or maintaining the same position for years to come. And we've had many men who have been in the same position for years, decades, and were unable to make changes because they didn't go through a program like WINGS. Again, WINGS stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. Some good ideas that foster your growth and your success in reentry after incarceration, in reentry after rehabilitation from substance abuse or alcoholism. This is important. What are we talking about with substance abuse? We're talking about opiates, cocaine, crack cocaine, methamphetamine. We're talking about heroin, fentanyl. These are the drugs, my friends, that take people down year in and year out, that take children away from their parents. This is an important topic that we have moved forward on today to help the people out there who are challenged with struggles such as drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction, depression, anxiety, anyone in transition who needs to make changes. This program will help. And there are four fundamentals, my friends, in the WINGS program. The first being priorities in life. If you don't have your priorities straight, it's very possible that you will not succeed in life. We've got to get the priorities straight. In the WINGS program, our wingmen have to line up with this: God first, and then you, and then your family, and then your work, and then community service, and then hobbies and sports. Your life should be full with all kinds of positive things. And again, God comes first because He is the creator of life. He gives us the breath of life, the air we breathe. He gives us the opportunity for free choice, free will, to do anything that we want to do. As long as it's a good thing, He continues to support that. And this is important, my friends. As we get into priorities in life, we see God first, then you. The stronger you are, the more you can do for your family and your children. The weaker you are, the worse off your family will be. The worse your quality of life will be. So we support God first and then you. So God gives you the strength, the courage to endure all the challenges and struggles and obstacles that you must overcome in life. He gives you your manhood, your captainship. And this is powerful. And with that, you become the man God calls you to be. He says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to comply with that order. It's not something we can choose not to do. And the third priority is family, which is so important. So again, God first, then you, then family. The stronger you are, the more you can do for your family. And the traditional family is what we're talking about. God calls us as men to leave our mothers and fathers and to join our wives and to become fruitful and multiply, to bear children. He calls us to this, my friends, to family life, which is so powerful. And remember, the great gift of motherhood, the producer of life, is so important. If we didn't have the producer of life through women, if we didn't have that gift of motherhood, all life would end in 100 years, and that would be it. The world would end. But God has given us that precious gift through women. He has given us this to put up on a pedestal and to basically cherish it, to protect it, to defend it. And to continue that defense of life after it is produced or conceived within the womb. This is powerful, and God calls us to this. So family life is very complex and yet many times taken for granted. We have men with 27 children who've never been there for their children. Men who have really been undisciplined with women, men who have neglected or abused women. And this is like an epidemic in the world today, my friends, because we have tremendous rates of out-of-wedlock birth in different communities. We have tremendous rates of abortion. And this is, you know, got to end one day. And only the Lord Jesus Christ and his ways and the ways of his Father will help us to put an end to these kinds of things. We must be obedient to God's word, to his commandments, to his way of doing things. And this is important. So again, God first, then you, then family, and then work. Good, honest work, where you're going out, making a living, and providing for your family. You're going out, working hard, paying your taxes. Every person in the Wings program should be working and have a great job, saving money, buying a home, paying the home off, having transportation to get around to bring some efficiency and convenience to your life. This is important. Today we see people paid not to work, because of an administration who has a philosophy conducive for not working. It's unbelievable. But in the Wings program, we encourage people to work hard, to save money, to buy a home, a car, to take a vacation, and to enjoy a higher quality of life than is being offered by the administration today we see in Washington. Sending out checks here and there. We have more people who are living on, you know, disability today who are not working, close to 100 million people, maybe more. And half of those people collecting food stamps. My friends, our job is to go to work hard, to pay taxes, contribute to the community, to do our parts It's part of your manhood. A man's work is very important, and God calls us to do it. So again, God first, then you, then family, and then work. Work is very critical to the success of a man. And then community service, giving back to the community, making things happen for people who are less fortunate than you, helping the children to understand how to succeed in life in different industries, teaching them how you did it, and then going back to school and teaching them exactly how to do what you did to succeed. So it's no secret, giving them all the tools they need to make a good life, not only a career, but a good family life as well. So we have, a lot of gratification, and we can share the successes we have with our wives and children, and it's powerful. And then the last item is sports, which is so important. If you told me I wasn't able to play sports anymore, I would be pretty sad, because I've played sports all my life, and I enjoy it today, with my children and grandchildren. I'll never stop playing, and I'll continue to do as much as I can in every sport that I enjoy. So again, these are the priorities in life that are so important. And just to be clear, if you're not working and you're not producing income and you're out there playing sports, you have your priorities misaligned. You're upside down. And if you're out there doing community service, my friends, but you can't pay your bills, you're unable to pay your rent or utilities or put gas in your car, but you're out there doing community service, not getting paid, again, you have your priorities misaligned, because it's important that you get your own house in order. And when you have peace and organization in your house, then you can leave your home with peace and go to someone else's house and get their home in order as well. Very important. So the priorities in life, just to review once again, is God first, then you, and then family, then work, community service, and hobbies and sports. This is one of the four fundamentals of the WINGS program. The second fundamental of the WINGS program is balance. And balance is really important, where we're feeding ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for the mind, body, and soul. All three are getting fed in a positive way each and every day. And we utilize quality time to nourish and to grow mentally, spiritually, and physically. We're feeding the mind, body, and soul. We're not neglecting the soul. We're not neglecting God. God calls us to a relationship with Himself. Very often we're concerned more about three meals a day, the physical side of it, going to the gym. But there's much, much more. There's mental stimulation and education, getting educated, finishing your high school diploma, going to a trade school, getting an honorable trade as an electrician, a plumber, a roofer, a sprinkler person, getting a CDL license. There are 1,000 trades, carpentry, all kinds of wonderful trades to make a great business, to make a great living. And God calls us to use our minds to the best of our abilities. So again, we want to feed our minds by going to school, finishing school, going to a university, finishing college, getting a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, whatever you are called to do, whatever you enjoy doing, take the time to prepare to go to school and to, to grow. There are people out there in their 30s and 40s who haven't done that, and they're suffering because of their lack of enthusiasm for education. their lack of commitment to education. In the WINGS program, we call people on the table to redesign their lives and to go back to school. Okay, we have put many people through school over at the Community College of Philadelphia and to various trade schools. People who are doing well building businesses and working for large companies as truck drivers and as tradesmen, both union and non-union. But we are called to get educated, my friends, and to help move our careers forward. In addition to that, we are called to feed our spirit like a flower that needs water because it's dried up. It hasn't been fed. Many people don't feed themselves spiritually. They don't go to church. They don't read the Word of God. They're not in tune with the Holy Spirit. And God calls us to do it on a daily basis, as often as we can. He says to acknowledge Him in all things. The Word of God, the most read book in the world, in the history of time. If you haven't opened it up, how can you know who the Lord Jesus Christ really is? He calls us to that relationship. So we need balance in life, spiritually, mentally, and physically, and God calls us to do it. Balance, the second fundamental in the WINGS program. Now, the third fundamental in the WINGS program is time management. And this is important. Managing our time well. How many hours do we have in a day? 24. But how many people know how many hours we have in a 7-day week? And the answer is 168 hours. The total time available for all of us is 168 hours in a week. And we want to utilize that time in a positive way. Nothing negative can be put into our weeks. No negative people. No negative habit patterns, nothing negative at all. God calls us to remove all negativity and to go strictly positive. And when you have a 7-day week that's strictly positive, it's an amazing and powerful thing because you have opportunity to do many things. Those priorities that we laid out earlier in the WINGS program, you can start plugging them into your 7-day week. Time for God. Time for you personally, spiritually, mentally, physically. Time for your family. Time for work. And in the area of work, we call men to work 40 to 55 hours a week to be productive. We call them to 12 hours of productivity a day, 7 days a week. And that means time for work, time for family, time for sleep, time for eating, grooming, time for prayer, many things. But God calls us to a productive life, to make the most of our life, because we don't have unlimited time, my friends. God calls us home, and then we're out of time. To the most powerful gift we have in the world is the gift of time. And you know, if you've ever lost a loved one, you and I both know that when we're out of time, there will be no more dinners with that person. There will be no more celebrations of birthdays and holidays and great conversations because that person's time has come and God has called them home. But we lay this out, my friends, because it's important. And time management is very critical to your success. Again, WING stands for winning ideas, nurturing growth, and success. So we want to be growing in all these areas and using our time well. I want you to think objectively now and tell me, do you waste time every day or every week? Is there time which you have wasted in your life? Would you like to change that? Where do you waste time? When do you waste time? because time is the most valuable asset, and it's critical that we use our time in a positive way. All right, now this is, again, the third fundamental of the WINGS program, which is time management. And the again, the fourth fundamental of the WINGS program is the circle of influence. And the philosophy here is that we want to circle ourselves with good people. So if you're in bad company today, yesterday, tomorrow possibly, but if you're in bad company, you've got to make some changes. You've got to make some decision on who is in your car. Who has come over your home? Are they positive or negative? Are they building you up or taking you down? I want you to think about that, my friends, because if you have a decision to make, a command decision, as we say in aviation, you must do it. If you want things to change, you must change the people around you from being negative to positive. And remember, even if there's no one there, God is there. God is with you. We here at Holy Spirit Radio are with you. We are with you in the WINGS program. So if you have no one, you have God with you. And if you have God with you, who can be against you? Coming from the Word of God. Very important, my friends, that circle of influence got to be strictly positive. And there are many examples of people who were put into jail or prison because they were in bad company, going out on a Saturday night, getting into the wrong car, hanging out with the wrong friend. If you need to make changes in friendships, even if they're in your family and they are blood relatives, if they are negative, if they are immoral, unethical, or doing illegal activity, my friends, you've got changes to make in your circle of influence. Don't wait until you're incarcerated. Do it now. So again, the four fundamentals in the WINGS program, my friends, priorities in life, balance, time management, and the circle of influence. My friends, that's our show for today. I want to thank you for tuning in with us here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. May God bless you, may he keep you, and we'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day, and God bless.